Okay, welcome to the second Chimpware podcast for December 30th, 2005. With me today is Matthew Ward.
Hey.
Miles Coverdale.
Hello.
And Sam Street.
Hello.
Right, and we'll just start off immediately by saying what we thought of the last podcast, people.
I thought it was spectacularly dull.
Sounds right.
Yeah, I thought it sucked pretty much.
Oh, cheers, people.
I will swear less next time.
Next time.
Yeah, no, it was a good old chinwag, I liked it.
Right. Good old-fashioned chinwag.
yeah. I mean, we made tons of mistakes in it. I mean, Miles made lots of mistakes.
Yes,
do you want me to go through them, Miles?
No! No, not particularly.
Hidden in Daylight
was really professional,
made by
you know,
Planet
that.
Moon.
Okay, reviews? And, oh yeah, updates. I spent 5 hours writing the RSS feed. 3 hours. And, reviews.
You have
reviews.
Many exams coming up?
7.
good to see you've got your priorities right.
Exactly.
Yeah. On Christmas Eve, I spent 5 hours writing it. Anyway,
a lovely 360 hits for Chimpware.
Woo! Woo!
Woo!
Yes, the reviews. We've had a ton of reviews this week. A second opinion from Sam of Mario Kart DS, which he gave 10, which I thought was a bit extreme.
What?
It's a bit extreme. Come on. I gave it 9. I thought it was a perfectly fair score.
I thought you were a scrounger.
Have you given any games 10 yet?
Yeah, Half-Life 2.
No, I meant like a proper review.
Alright, I think I might have.
I gave Half-Life 2 1 out of 1.
Surely 10 means it's perfect.
Yes,
yes
it does.
That's the problem. Because Mario Kart DS, I don't think it's perfect.
I believe it is perfect in every single way.
Does it make toast?
Yes. You better believe
it
does.
Actually, Miles.
I've given out plenty of 9s.
Yes. Our average is a bit high for a website which claims to be fair.
Well, maybe we only review games that we like playing.
That's the problem.
Everyone needs to review games they hate.
I'll go out and buy a load of bad games.
You do that. Miles has got a load of bad games.
Yes, I have.
And what have you done on Chimpware, Miles?
You started the Equinox review with loads of spelling mistakes in it.
Shame.
I will do more stuff when I'm not revising.
Yeah, fair.
You're revising, Miles.
I am revising hard.
Yeah. Right. This is Miles we're talking about.
Okay. Let's
move
on. Let's just go on to the actual news. Nintendo Revolution will be fully revealed in May. Nintendo released a press release.
In May?
In E3. apparently there's another big secret, which I bet you is something like a microphone or something on the...
That's
controller.
Not exactly...
It'll be something. It'll be internet-based. It will be some multiplayer thing.
We know it's internet-based.
Mm-hmm. It has its own... It better not be Wi-Fi.
Yeah, better not be Wi-Fi.
It is Wi-Fi.
It can walk around.
The internet's not Wi-Fi.
Oh, no. The connection with the DS is going to be Wi-Fi.
It can...
Well, it connects to the DS? Okay.
Yeah, it's got interconnection with it.
Yeah, Simon, this is Nintendo. They're connectivity mad.
Yes. Although what you said in the podcast was Nintendo isn't very good at design, but this is Nintendo that basically made the D-pad shoulder
buttons.
Yeah,
who said that?
Simon, designers in looking good, not designers in...
Oh, right.
But the Revolution is easily the nicest looking console I've ever seen. Ever.
What is?
That's why I said it looked good.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, I listened to the Four Club Rebellion podcast, and they said in 10 years' time, there'll be kids in schools, in primary schools, using the GameCube as lunchboxes.
What?
Because of the...
Yeah, that's actually... Yes.
Okay. No, seriously. Stop whistling. Revolution to be revealed in May, in E3.
More than just the
colours. I thought it was revealed already.
No, they just
revealed.
It's a blue one and a red one, and that's about it then.
I want a pink one.
No.
So they're going to show some tech demos there then?
I guess so. They showed some tech demos.
Oh, yeah, but that was just a video.
Yes, please. Oh, no, they had like a Metroid Prime.
Oh, have they?
In E3, last year, they did Metroid Prime, but the GameCube game.
Yeah.
Using the controller.
Oh, right.
And Apparently, it's not the best, but...
Wait, you mean the guy couldn't actually play it?
No, he could play it alright, just... It feels strange, but I suppose any... Well, the DS felt strange. Oh, I don't know how long this actual podcast is going on for. Does anyone know how long it's going on for?
Having a clue.
No.
Should
be about
they
half
should
an
say,
hour.
Because I can't see.
Well,
I can't know how long it's already going on for.
I don't know. We must have gone 5 minutes already. It's 9:20 now.
All right. Anyway, yes, Revolution. What do you think the big secret is?
Well,
it
I'm going to have
fly.
To monkey. I'm going to have to say it's connectivity based.
What's the disconnect?
It's got to be something connectivity. What else could it be?
Might be that they're going to do
the whole download thing for free, but I doubt it. So
unlikely. It could be like a microphone in the controller. It could be something big, like Miles said.
It can fly. Come on.
Yes.
It could be. It could just be something completely random, like the controller looks like I don't know, telephone remote.
Pay your bills for you.
Right.
Now that brought on a silence.
It could dance.
Let's move on. EA snaps up mobile phone company Jamdat. Why I brought this up was because Jamdat made Doom RPG, which Miles has an opinion on.
What?
Miles
I have
has
an opinion on the Doom
on
RPG?
Miles has an opinion.
Yes. Thank you very much, Matthew. Yes, it's an RPG set in the Doom universe. How the hell does that work?
On a mobile phone.
On a mobile phone.
None of us have played this.
Ugh. Who's going to actually buy that? Who?
I will.
People apparently.
We'll take like the ultimate just shooting things game and make an RPG.
You
have a black and white. £7.50
though.
And you have a black and white mobile phone, Sam.
Me?
Yeah, I think you do, don't you?
No, what are you talking about?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, fine.
Okay. Slanderous dog. How dare you?
Who?
On related news. Recent game interview with Carmack, he's actually making more mobile phone games based on that Doom RPG engine.
Right.
So, improve on it.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, but why would EA want to snap up a company which has nothing to do with the platforms that it produces?
Because it's a new growing market.
So it can expand into new platforms. Yeah, exactly.
Let's be honest.
I think that's fairly obvious, Simon.
The mobile phone industry, right, I think is the least... the gaming mobile phone industry is the least consumer-friendliest of them all because you need, like, for a specific game, you need, like, a specific phone to play, to download this specific game, and only this game will work on these phones.
That's,
and also...
I was just going to ask, is this Doom RPG, is this an N-Gage only game, or is this kind of...
it's all phones.
All phones.
No, not all phones, it's just sort of phones.
Right.
I hate the N-Gage. Yes. The N-Gage is screwed now.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's pasty.
It's rough. You know they released the second N-Gage.
Precisely, you can eat it if you get into an emergency.
Yeah, it looks like you've got a pasty to your ear if you use it like a phone. It's...
Not the second one. They did a second called the N-Gage QD, which released about the end of last year, and it's not like that, but it still looks horrible.
No.
So, you know, it's the same thing, but A, you don't need to take the battery out to change cartridges, and B, it doesn't like you're holding a pasty to your ear. Well, you hold it like you're holding an iPhone. It's a... Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Meh.
Moving on.
Everyone like this because we all prefer Nintendo.
Yeah.
But unless you're Monkey and Miles, then you prefer PC. But
unless Miles wants to play Devil's Advocate.
Yes.
The DS dominating the PlayStation Portable. Basically, in Japan, definitely every PSP sold. Two DSs are sold. So it's about a 2-to-1 ratio. It's slightly less in the US, but still, because of games like Nintendogs and DS Trading for Adults...
What about
I'm very stereotypical and racist.
Okay.
Well, what can you see Japanese people playing more? They want, like, the gizmos and the slightly strange things,
rather than
the PSP,
right.
Which is more kind of streamlined and cool. And
but in Japan...
American.
If you go in Japan, have you been to Japan?
No.
Everyone's like wearing iPods. They don't have IKEA. You get people with like iRivers and less popular MP3 players. But everyone in Japan has an iPod.
What are you talking about? Everyone has got an iPod over here.
Well, no, because all right, between the four of us, who has an iPod?
You do.
Oh, damn, two.
Monkey
and Monkey does. Damn.
That's 2 out of 4.
All right, fine. Yeah, but in Japan it's about 80%.
All right, okay.
It's a very high percentage, and surely that would mean that they buy the PSP, but they don't, because I think... That's a strange twist of logic there, Simon.
Yeah, it is.
Because I think because the people that you see on the streets are like all the young, hip, groovy people, but the DS is also calling, also sort of attracting elderly
people.
You
sound so much like a businessman trying to redo your image there.
Yes. Yes.
People.
I move this to the floor. Go on, Miles.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. But I mean, the PSP is supposed to like be able to do more stuff, like watch videos and play music and things.
Nothing well.
The DS.
Hmm.
It's possible.
Play Yan.
Yeah.
Hmm. Although the PSP doesn't do anything well, I mean, a gig memory card costs £100.
It does everything badly, basically.
It doesn't do everything badly, it just doesn't do anything well.
No.
I mean, a gig memory card costs £100. And you can put like a movie on there, and the movie isn't brilliant either. The quality of the screen is sort of... As I said in my review, the quality of the screen is very good, but the problem is that there's so many problems with the screen that it kind of ruins the actual whole sort of experience.
Right.
Is anyone listening to me?
Yeah, well...
Yes.
I'm not playing.
Anyway, moving on.
Oh, have you got anything to say, Sam, about why the DS is better than the PSP? Or why it's selling more?
Well, first of all, is it selling more over here?
More or less, yes.
More or less? Alright.
Slightly more. It's slightly ahead.
I'm going to have to say, over here, I'd say price difference.
Well, Nintendogs. What made me very happy was seeing a little girl on the bus playing Nintendogs.
Yeah, probably shouldn't tell people that.
I probably shouldn't say that, Sam.
But it's true.
That's what I reckon tipped the sales, was that little kids are always going to buy the Nintendo consoles because Nintendo have the little kid games, basically.
Well, yeah.
I'm not saying they're a kiddie company, but a lot of their games are aimed at that market.
Well, a lot of their games are aimed at like elderly market, like in Japan, DS Training for Adults.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically an IQ test, but it helps.
Have you seen the Maths Builder?
Yeah. No, I played on it.
You played on it?
I played it,
Maths Builder?
Yeah. It's basically lots and lots of puzzles, but like test puzzles, IQ puzzles.
Not like Wario,
It's like, it keeps your mind busy. It's like chess. And lots of elderly people buy it to avoid autism.
Pardon me.
Or something.
Yeah.
Tism. Right. You need that thing with the memory, not autism. You mean like
something.
Alzheimer's?
Oh yeah, that's it. I'm Chinese. Yeah. I have a right to get these things wrong.
Simon, you can't claim that excuse for absolutely everything. I'm Chinese, therefore.
Yes, I can. Yes.
I'm sorry, I ran over your cat. It's because I'm Chinese, you see.
Right.
I ate your dog. Sorry, it's what we do.
Beyond gaming. I just like to mention about Virgin Galactic because Virgin Galactic launches.
It isn't
in two or
for a start.
Well, it's not launching. In the website launches, as I said.
Yes.
Although I didn't.
It's not Galactic.
Is it?
No, it's like suborbital.
Well, I
you get to go around the Earth.
Oh, you got owned.
Have you heard they're calling their ship?
I got owned. You mean Virgin got owned?
Have you heard what they're calling their ship? The VSS Enterprise. The Virgin.
That's just
Spaceship
like EasyJet,
Enterprise.
Isn't it?
Hey,
right,
Miles. At least they're not.
Hmm?
At least they're not calling it the Bransonade.
Well, yes, that would be a worse name, really. Well, if you want to spend all that money, and it is a hell of a lot of money, then fair enough, go ahead, knock yourself out.
How much is it? Does anyone know how much it is?
20,000, 200,000 even, was it?
200,
Where was that? They're building in New Mexico. They're building a $200 million spaceport.
Brilliant.
Why are they trying to get into the long gone space race?
Basically, what Virgin Galactic is, I should say this, is Virgin is launching
the Soviets.
Virgin trains, Virgin mobiles. It's like a service, a public service. So anyone can pay money to go into space. But to join the sort of elite group, like I've been in space.
Yeah, but you don't do anything if you go up as tourism. What are you going to do? Just sit there and take photos.
It would be the most boring thing ever. You sit there,
in
look at nothing, literally, you look at literally nothing for a couple of days. What the hell is up with that?
Yeah, it's a pretty pointless experience. And is it not a bit selfish to indulge that kind of money?
If you're rich...
Yeah, but there's rich and then there's, you know, going to space for my holiday rich.
Alright, fair.
Which
play.
Is rich.
I need
to move on.
Yeah.
Let's go on to budget gaming.
Way!
How much money do you spend on games every month, Miles?
Well, put it this way, I got 4 games last week for 50p.
For
nice. 4 games. Which was Star Trek, Birth of the Federation, which is a really good, almost as good as Civilization, except with some
publishing date 1995.
Yeah, fair enough. Klingon Honor Guard, which is an almost as good as Doom first-person shooter thingy.
Doom 1?
Wait, I was going to say, which Doom?
The original Doom.
First one.
Almost as good as the original Doom.
Yes.
You're comparing a game that you bought last week to Doom, which
Doom
released 12
years
ago. But Miles, Doom 1 is freeware.
Yes, I know.
Why not just download it?
Yeah, but no,
it's
because you get the box, like with Star Trek Borg. Now that that is an interactive movie. It is a great box. It's got this kind of embossed Borg on the front and loads of really sparkly material and stuff. It looks nice, whereas modern games is just this plastic DVD case. Yeah.
So, Mark, on average, how much
do you want to look after that?
Have you seen the box of Far Cry 8? That's a nice box.
Yeah, it's a nice box.
Well, fair enough.
They did a box?
Yeah, well, it's more of a backpack.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Miles, on average, how much money do you spend on games? A game.
Well, probably on average, it's about £1.99 on average. But that's because I buy games that are really old.
On average?
Yeah.
30 quid?
Yeah.
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 I'm slightly less.
Including my N64 games?
Yes.
It'd have to be about 40 quid then in that case.
Yeah, there was the sort of price rise, wasn't there?
Yeah.
So how many games could I buy?
Completely off topic.
With the money you spend on games.
For one of us. Then for the quality of the games, Simon. You're Miles, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I was getting you confused.
We look so similar. Yeah, hey, yeah. No one can see what we look like. Brilliant.
Well, I'm a Link doll, and you're Martin.
Yes.
So,
if you'd like to see what these people look like, it can be arranged.
Oh no.
Well, the majority of people listening to this podcast will know what we look like anyway. I me, you, Max, Miles and Sam.
Yeah. So.
Brilliant.
Me, you, Matt, Miles and Sam.
Shut up! I knew I said something wrong then.
Moving on!
Matt, well, you said something off topic. What was it?
Sorry. Yeah, completely off topic. Looking at my Call of Duty 2 disc, it says, do not make illegal copies of this disc. Now, to me, that's less an instruction and more of a challenge, right? Now I am going to make illegal copies of that Call of Duty.
It's like when you buy a new iPod video, it says do not download music illegally, which made me laugh.
And now that's just a challenge. You're like, now I am going to download music illegally. I wasn't thinking of it before. Civilization 4 doesn't say it.
Yes. Although, Miles, the games that you buy really cheaply.
Yes.
Are they good games? Are they, like, gameplay-wise good? Comparatively
some
to...
Some of them are.
Compared to, like, games that are released
some of them
today.
Are, some of them aren't.
Is this sort of like a...
Well, basically, the racing games and the first-person shooters and the games that actually kind of tried to rely on their graphics then aren't. But the games that rely on storyline or tactics, like Civilization 2, Command & Conquer,
and text adventures.
So on and so on, and text adventures, point-and-click adventures particularly, like Blade Runner and Plunge Journey.
Is how Civilization 2 is more tactical than Civilization 4.
Well, it's not, but it's...
Civilization 2 is more tactical than Civilization 4. I can actually agree with that. Because Civilization 4, the computer does a lot of things for you, while in Civilization 2, it's more off your own back. I think Civilization 4 is better because it does that, but it's less tactical. Yeah.
Having more options, doesn't necessarily make it any more tactical. It just means more micromanagement. Management isn't tactical. Tactical's the nitty-gritty of battle, sending your units to flank them to the left or whatever.
But this is the guy that said King Kong was only good because of the fight scenes.
Exactly, yes.
And it was. It, But let's be honest, what is top tactics? Tactics is waiting for your opponent to slip up, waiting for your sort of basically outmaneuvering your opponent, and it's more likely to outmaneuver your opponent if your opponent can make more mistakes. And it's more likely to make mistakes in Civ 2 than it is in Civ 4.
So basically, the AI is worse, which makes the game very better.
But Civ 4's better. It's a better game. How much did you buy Civ 2 for, Miles?
50p. And I got colonization 50p, at the same time. Yeah. Impressive.
Do you want to move on?
Yes. Yeah. What about this sat-nav thing that isn't?
What?
This sat-nav that Europe built. Sat-nav
that is
called the Europe
Great
Asian
system.
Oh, yeah. Europe's built its own satellite navigation system.
Yes.
Network.
And,
reading the press release is hilarious. This will, of course, never be used to track people down in some kind of Big Brother way. Don't be ridiculous. Ho, 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 ho. It can't fall.
Well, I heard a program on it where they were, they're a whole network of these satellites, Europe launched ones, and, they reckon that, you know, the whole air traffic issue. They reckon that space traffic is or atmosphere traffic rather is now going to be a hot topic.
I'm sorry for breathing, Simon.
That's all right.
Stop it right now.
All
right.
Bye, monkey.
The gender gap in gaming and technology. I think we all know what the gender gap actually means.
Aren't too many women gamers.
There should be more. Shall we do like a man and woman count, shall we?
Okay.
Alright, so what gender are you, Matt? Matt, monkey?
He isn't, he's non-specific.
I think he's dead. I think I stopped him. I told him to stop.
Well, I'm a lady,
dead.
So...
Monkey?
Yeah.
Monkey?
No bad little Britain jokes.
Oh, there he is.
Hello.
Are you male or female?
What Sam said.
He's not specific.
Check.
I know, I've seen.
Yeah?
Miles, are you male or female? Sam?
Well...
Actually,
you mean,
no,
you mean
I
test
what Miles
we're all male,
said.
we're all male,
no.
Okay?
You can test
we're
what
all male.
Miles just said. I have
you mean,
a quote
am I
going to
defend
Miles?
Male?
Basically,
no.
There aren't...
No, I have a quote from Miles which says, I have nothing which makes me male.
I said that like 5 years ago.
Is that in the book?
It's in Monkey's Quote.
Yay.
back to the subject.
For anyone who plays games who's female.
I do. My ex-girlfriend played games.
I'm sure she was a girlfriend.
You have an ex-girlfriend?
I had an ex-girlfriend. I mean, I have an ex-girlfriend.
You had? What happened to her?
I have. Yeah, what happened? She was shot. I shot her because she beat me at UT.
Okay.
Not difficult. It's not
the game. No.
So what do we think on this gender gap?
Nintendo's... Okay,
I don't see what the problem is, really. So
what do you mean, what the
problem
is?
They don't want to play
computer
games. Yeah, is that such a problem?
I don't see a problem at all.
Because in society in general, I mean, you get people... I mean, you get people older than us, because we're all like 8. How old are you? 17-ish.
Yeah.
We're all 17-ish. And we get people like... You get people... that played games from the beginning who are 30 now and they're all married and stuff and they can't play as many games because their wives don't like playing games. And if you have a girlfriend, you understand that, you know, so if your girlfriend doesn't play games, then you're in a bit of a trouble.
Dumper.
To be fair, when you were kids, you didn't play with a Barbie doll and other girls don't exactly play with action men.
Yeah.
Why do you expect them to play the likes of Call of Duty?
Because nowadays, I mean, television is... accept it. I mean, if you accept gaming as an art form, surely, I mean, television is now widely accepted as both male and female watchers.
Look at football, then.
Yes, well, football isn't an art form.
Yes, it is. Some people argue
no, it's not.
An art form.
Some people consider
Simon,
an
if
art
you
form,
consider
I mean,
gaming
would...
as an art form, you're going to have to consider
yeah,
football as an art form.
Yeah, I completely agree with Sam there.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
Own Simon.
Oh. No, in all honesty, I think gaming should... I mean football, okay. I mean football, you get women footballers. You get more women footballers than women gamers.
No, I'm going to have to disagree
perhaps
with that one.
So.
I think so. No. I think so. Have you not seen Benny Light Beckham?
No, but you get the women gamers than footballers, surely.
Yeah, one black woman footballer and one white woman footballer. A representation of the entire British footballing thing.
No.
Yeah.
No Chinese then.
No, we don't play football.
Oh, yeah. Wait, your men don't play football.
Haven't you seen the HSBC game? Amen.
What's that thumping?
But then, you know...
Me turning my mic on and off, sorry.
Oh. Women complain all the time about TV being sexist. But, stop, you know, it! When do you ever hear a woman complain that the games aren't aimed at them enough?
I think anything that tones down the violence at all is bad.
Like with Half-Life 2, that thing in PC Gamer that was saying that women, it take away the combat and what's left. All the fun just chucking stuff around with the physics and just playing around in the
isn't
world.
Isn't as fun as shooting stuff in the head.
It's got, yeah,
when you lag out whenever someone else comes onto the screen.
I mean, no, what games do you think that has about a 50-50 male-female ratio? I mean, Nintendogs is one. That's the only one I can think of.
It's got to be the off-the-wall kind of games.
Like?
Well, you know, like Nintendogs. Like Nintendogs. That chat-up game. What's it called?
What?
You know, the chat-up game.
Sprung?
Yeah, Sprung, that's the one.
Sims.
I think puzzle games like Tetris, like Tetris and Zookeeper and stuff, have a quite high female ratio compared to Call of Duty.
Well, yeah, the first-person shooter is not exactly the first genre that springs to mind when you mention women.
Yeah. Well,
look at the army. Make a game we don't have women in the army.
We do, right, actually.
Yeah, but not on the front line.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't. The Americans do, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
Americans do, and then complain that
that's because we're pussies, that's why.
Simon,
what did you just say, Simon?
You're not allowed to say this is a live podcast.
I don't care. Miles swore last time, therefore I'm allowed to swear this time.
Fair
enough. No, seriously, what can we do? Should we reduce this gap?
No, I don't think there's a problem.
If women want to play games, then someone will invent. If someone invents a game that women will like, then they'll buy it, and then more people will buy games for that.
But I think games is on an sort of media standard as like television and books and stuff. It's not on the same media sort of same standard as football, because football is a sport. While you get women foot, you get female sports like netball, and you get male sports like, well, sport is a genre, or games is a genre, and you only get male games or sort of unisex games. I mean, games is like on the same standard as telly or books.
Yeah, I think a lot
of games are much higher quality than the amount of telly being brought out today.
Damn straight.
Okay, so you don't think we should actually
try? There's a woman here. I can ask her.
What?
Whoa!
I think he's just run off. Well, maybe he's also in the street, or...
I'm all for equality, you know, if women, you know, speak out and do say that they want more games towards, you know, put towards them, that's fine, but, you know, if they don't want it, there's no problem, and then you should force more, you know, female-orientated games on the market.
No, I don't think we should force them, I think we should make more games that are more unisex, instead of...
The thing is, Simon, they're not going to make girls specifically for gay girls, or...
Well, Barbie's big night out.
They're not going to make many of them. I should hit my headphones with my own head.
See,
Because not many girls play games.
Well, I don't think it's the problem that not many girls play games. It's because the gaming industry is blue. It's blue. I think, taking the blue-pink sort of thing, I think the problem with the gaming industry now is that if they want to target girls, what they do is they pink games, if you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like with, I don't know.
They make intelligent games, they make ones that have, like, all these stereotypical girl things in them.
Yeah.
Like, make...
Or, excuse me, if you look at blue games, I think they have stereotypical boy things. Guns.
Well, I suppose, yeah.
Violence. We all like guns.
Guns. Although, I think what Nintendo are doing, which I like, is that they're not pinking games, they're sort of trying to use different, creating new genres like WarioWare, like Nintendo's, which basically attract girls as well as boys.
You love this company more than I do.
Yes, I do. I love Nintendo.
Woo! You're being paid by Nintendo, Simon.
Okay, I'll talk about Sony. Sony is...
Yeah, you know we're nearly up to half an hour, by the way.
Anna thinks PC games are a waste of time.
Right, let's just move on quickly, okay? Reviewing the DS hardware. Everyone's playing on the DS. What do you think of it? Miles, go.
Great fun. It's really good. Yeah. It works well for strategy games and first-person shooters, and it's really good.
Name a strategy game on there that uses the touchscreen, Miles?
Hmm?
Name a strategy game on DS that uses the touchscreen. Don't say Advance Wars, because you can play on Advance Wars without the touchscreen.
Well, no, but having
but
played
can
on...
Also use the touchscreen.
Wait, this isn't on a DS, but on the PDA you can get Age of Empires for it, which you could do the same kind of thing on the DS. It hasn't been done yet, but you could do it exactly the same way.
They're releasing it.
Precisely, yeah, and then you could just play like a strategy game.
But I think with the Age of Empires releasing on the DS, it's going to be like Total War, Rome Total War.
Yeah, which would be good. Great fun.
Monkey?
Yeah. What?
DS?
It's shoddily
DS?
Together, isn't it? It's a bit...
It's a bit plasticky.
Yeah, you drop them in the toilet quite a bit.
Oh, shut up, Monkey.
No,
right, Sam, you can talk.
Right, well, yeah, I think it's a good set of hardware. The ARM7 and ARM9 processors, I think they work really well with the games they brought out so far. They don't exert themselves too much, you know, if you compare it to the PSP.
It doesn't have a lot of memory, though.
Exactly. They don't need a lot of memory, but I think they've worked really well with what they've got at the moment.
There have been some DS games which have been known to lag because of the lack of memory. It has
such
quite a chronic memory problem.
Like what?
I can't even remember. That was some really crap.
I can't think of any games that lag. I think the DS, I think, is a handheld machine. I mean, all the games are geared towards quick fire gaming, Mario Kart, Mario World. The problem with the PSP is, it's more like a home console. You mean like Liberty City Stories?
Yeah.
You've got you can't play for 20 minutes. You have to play for an hour.
Yeah.
Because to save it, you need to go all the way back to your
That is very true.
Yeah.
Your hotel or something.
I mean, when you first hear about it, it sounds great playing GTA on the move, but at the end of the day, you don't want to play it on the move. You want to play it sitting down.
It doesn't
work. And what I really hate is the PSP. You go, you're playing GTA, and then the light turns, the power light turns red, which shows you that the battery turns low. So what you have to do is quit the mission.
Run.
Drive all the way back to your apartment, get into the apartment, which loads, which actually, wastes a ton of battery. And then you have to save it, which wastes a ton of battery. And usually what happens is that you run out of battery before you get to your save point.
Yeah, damn that battery.
Hate that battery. Does anyone want to buy a If anyone wants to buy a PSP battery, contact chipware@gmail.com.
Someone buy your thumb strap.
Anyway, Civ 4 review.
Yes.
Monkey, go.
Civ 4, I think, it's brilliant. They've stripped down a lot of the complications. They've made it so you can play at a deep level with lots of thinking if you want, or you can just get stuck in right from the beginning. Have lots of fun with the tech tree, piss around with units. There's so many ways of playing it. It's bloody brilliant.
What I need to say about Civ 4 is it has the same problem that all the good strategy games have, that Advance Wars has, that Warcraft has, is that the first installment is more or less perfect, and they've got two choices. They can either change it completely and may screw it up, or they can refine it, which was what happened in Civilization and Advance Wars. And the problem is, if you have Civ 4, I mean, if you have Civ 2, then it doesn't necessarily mean you need to have Civ 4, because Civ 4 is basically a refinement of Civ.
Yeah.
No, but it's nice to have pretty graphics in the 7 frames per second. So,
true, true.
It's
probably worth mentioning that Civ 4 recently won PC Gamer of the Year on the IGN's Gamer of the Year Awards 2005. Yeah, let's give it a round of applause.
Not Half-Life 2?
No,
it's not. That came out last year. That came out last year.
Yeah, last year.
But in Martha's case, he'll buy it in 5 years. Oh, he's already got it, hasn't he?
When it's 50p.
Civ 4. No, I really like it. It's a very good game. You know, I thought they could do something special with it. I mean, I like the RTS mode and stuff, but still, they could have done something really brilliant with it, and I don't see too many changes.
To be fair, I think it is, having said that, it's the best turn-based strategy I've played on that mission. It's really brilliant.
I think Advance Wars Dual Strike is better than Civ 4.
I think
it's not the same though.
Well, it's a turn-based strategy. Yeah, but I suppose it's not. Yeah, but Advance Wars is much more smaller. It's much more smaller.
Yeah,
much more
Advance Wars is a thing.
You'd probably compare Advance Wars to Combat Mission, really. They're more comparable.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But you just compared Civ 4 to Combat Mission.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I said... compare them in any way.
Fine.
Now to eat a walnut whip.
Right.
Damn walnut. The walnut broke.
Just quickly... Quickly on Chimpware, I've recently added a contact, so if you want to discuss anything, you want anything talked about on the podcast, you can contact us at chimpware at gmail.com. And,
talk about what you want us to talk about.
And if it's a good topic, then we might talk about it. And if you've got any comments about our podcast, then you can post there as well. Right.
Specials.
Are we famous special. Now, Simon?
We're famous, Miles. New Year resolutions. I just want to hear everyone's New Year resolutions. Not that you should have made them, but you should have. Go on, Miles.
Okay, no more online gaming.
Oh, that will last a long time.
It will. Yeah, I've deleted CS.
I predict about 2 days.
Yeah.
Anything else, Miles?
No, that's it, actually.
Oh, God. Monkey?
Perfect apart from that.
You've got no New Year resolutions?
No, I'm completely perfect in every way.
You're a CS junkie that is basically likes fighting, only watches fight scenes in movies, and only plays games with 60 or more guns in.
No, 60 or more frames per second.
Alright. Sam, New Year's resolutions?
Mine will sound a bit kind of like, you know, silly, but...
Just say them.
My first one, it's got to be more revision. You know, it's boring, but it's got to be done. I really don't do enough of it. I don't know. Eat more healthily, probably. I probably don't enough. And, more meditation.
Fuck. And I'm Chinese, therefore I don't need to do any New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Because my New Year's in 2 months' time.
Exactly.
You still celebrate this one, though.
There's a fat party on the way. Are you attending any high-profile parties?
I might go with old Peter Oldham.
Old Pete Oldham, alright.
To some random thing. Miles, you want to come?
Should we be telling everyone about this on the podcast?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I'll meet you at...
Meet me in hell at about 7 o'clock tomorrow. I mean,
see you there.
It's the hottest party. Anyway, plug. Finally, before we finish, plugins. Any other websites or in Sam's case, any new websites or podcasts that you like you want to advertise? Sam.
Yeah.
Anyone's that I want to advertise.
Or just websites you like.
Websites that I like. Well. Mine's gotta have to be Pool Percussion. I like that website.
Right.
It's kind of a bit of a niche market type thing. But what else? Good plugins. Maybe not plugins. I liken some of the new T-Games though.
Okay.
T-Games.com. Check it out.
Okay. Right. Cool. Monkey?
Yeah, with me it's another game thing. Neil.com/CZCC3. It's actually a website for the brilliant S mod for Half-Life 2.
Okay. Miles?
Yes, everyone's sounding very strange today because of the headphones. No, yeah. I don't spend a lot of time on the internet, to be honest. But
poor Miles. Simon, what about yourself?
I just like to note, as I'm a big Nintendo fan...
I knew you'd say that.
Nintendojo.com is good, because, only because I'm applying to be a writer there.
By the way, how did that interview go?
Pardon? It wasn't an interview, it was like a discussion. It went fine. It was an interview, it was like a meeting.
You're gonna get a column then?
I'm not gonna get a column, I might have to, they might let me write an article.
Alright, cool.
I might write an article in the next edge.
Everyone give him a big round of applause.
Bollocks.
It will be bollocks. It is bollocks. Actually, no, it's bollocks for now, because it's quite unlikely.
Yep.
Because I've got, like, revision and stuff.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Yes, that's the reason. No, it's because I'm not... I'm shit,
that's the spirit.
No, I'd like to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
Happy, yeah, Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And I think we'll finish there. This podcast is brought to you by Chipware. And
Skype.
Via Skype and PowerGrammer. And from me, that's Simon Wang, Matthew Ward.
Yeah.
Miles Coverdale.
Yep.
And Sam Street.
Happy New Year.
It's Happy New Year and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Sound more positive, man.